First time certain item, 1038, please.
Proclaim November 17th, 2019 to be World Day of Remembrance for Road Traffic Victims.
Colleagues, I'm honored to be bringing forward this proclamation in partnership with Transportation Commissioner Chloe Udaly to recognize the World Day of Remembrance for Road Traffic Victims. This day serves as a memorial for the millions of people killed and injured in traffic crashes worldwide and brings awareness to road traffic victims in Portland. The City of Portland takes very seriously the commitment to eliminating traffic crashes on our roads and through our Vision Zero program, and we're making significant investments that make it safer to walk, bike, and ride across the city. I want to thank Commissioner Udaly for her strong leadership in pushing forward our Vision Zero goals and her commitment to doing so in a way that's equitable and centers vulnerable communities that are the most impacted. I'd like to now turn this over to Commissioner Udaly for her opening comments. Commissioner Udaly.
Thank you, Mayor. As Transportation Commissioner, safety is my top priority. This proclamation and the World Day of Remembrance are reminders that we must continue to work every day towards our goal of zero traffic deaths. Every traffic death I'm sorry, this is personal for me, as I know it is for many of you. Affects so many people, families, friends, classmates, colleagues, and our entire community. I also want to recognize the impact on our first responders and our police officers who have to witness the devastation. Just this year, we've lost 44 lives despite our best efforts. With Vision Zero, the traffic death toll continues to climb. PBOT alone cannot engineer or educate our way out of these fatalities. 56% of traffic deaths involve driving under the influence. And the majority of cyclists and pedestrians that are killed are obeying the law. We need all Portlanders to make a commitment to safe driving, and we need to exercise caution just as much as we increase enforcement. I believe that through a combination of engineering, education, and enforcement, we will begin to combat the safety crisis on our streets. Thank you to the Street Trust for supporting this effort, and thank you to PBOT staff, particularly Dana Dickman and Catherine Carlo, for all you do to improve safety as we work towards Vision Zero. And now I'm pleased to introduce Michelle DeBerry, Darla Sturdy, and Kim Stone from for Families for Safe Streets to share their stories and call attention to the human impact of traffic violence.
Welcome. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Commissioner.
We haven't really decided who's going to go first.
I guess I will.
Now's the time.
Middle.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Wheeler, Council, and for me speaking today on behalf of Oregon and Southwest Washington Family for Safe Streets. My name is Darla Sturdy. My son was killed on a crosswalk by TriMet Light Rail. It runs through our streets like all the other vehicles. I'm here to talk to you about World Day of Remembrance. Traffic violence is a national epidemic that kills 40,000 people and injures 3 million a year. Americans deserve to grow up and live life to the fullest without fear that us or someone we love will be killed in a preventable crash. We have the power to grow this movement to teach awareness on how many traffic crashes in our area and around the U.S. 1 in 7 Americans know someone personally impacted by a crash. I know hundreds, but it's because I have lost. I lost my son, he was 16 years old, who I love very much and miss him every day. Aaron Wagner Sturdy, he was headed home that morning on June 23, 2003. He had gone to the gym at Gresham High School because he just made varsity in football. He had a great life ahead of him. He played 9 years of baseball, 6 years of football, fourth in the nation in Taekwondo when he was nine.
Wow.
He'd placed first in drama that year in the state. He also went to youth group every Wednesday and Sunday. That day, he had arranged the youth group to get together. He headed home and was killed 5 minutes from our house. He crossed a four-lane road on the crosswalk, headed west. He saw the eastbound train because it pulled out, so he went to cross the other crosswalk. The eastbound train stops before the pedestrian crosswalk. The westbound train runs through it in coming into the station. It came up behind him. On the police report, they asked the driver, was he traveling normal speed or was he traveling fast because he was on a bike? She said, yes, he was traveling normal speed. I thought he would stop. People are in a hurry, thinking about their day or where they're going, not realizing how a life or other lives can be changed in a heartbeat because they didn't think and made a mistake. The World Day of Remembrance, the third Sunday of November each year, will help people to remember how much and how often it happens every year. If we don't tell them, they won't know. We have this day to stand for remembering all those have lost in our roads this year and every year. It will bring awareness that it is a lot, there is a lot of crashes, realizing we all need to slow down, pay attention to these surroundings. I have worked 16 years for safety for others. I've passed two laws, which the last law in June. I believe that we all should help prevent and do our part. Mine came with a great tragedy. Thank you for making the third Sunday of November each year the World's Day of Remembrance, like a lot of cities are joining in on. I also would like to ask that we fly the flag at half staff this day too. It's not only bringing awareness, but people will ask why. It is flying that way that day, and more people will know. They too will realize it's a lot of crashes. I thank you. I thank you all from the bottom of my heart. My son had a saying, dream big. Don't ever let the little things get in your way. To me, that means I cannot save him, but I can save others. Thank you for all that you do for the city and for doing this for everyone.
Thank you, Darla. We appreciate it.
Hi, Mayor Wheeler, members of the council. My name is Kim Stone, and I lost my son, my 25-year-old son, Joe, in 2008 in a marked crosswalk. And like Commissioner Udaly said earlier, he was following the law, and he was doing what he was supposed to do. But the driver that hit him wasn't following the law. He made a mistake, but tragically, it cost my son his life. I didn't prepare anything today. I want to thank you for recognizing November 17th as World Day of Remembrance. As my husband said to me this morning, every day is Remembrance Day in our house. And I just want to thank you again, and also say a formal thank you to the first responders who I can imagine suffer every time they go out to a call like that. So thank you.
Thank you, Kim.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and members of the council. My name is Michelle Dewberry. I live in Portland with my husband and two children. A little over 9 years ago, a pipe under the kitchen sink in our North Portland home sprung a leak. So my husband Eric strapped our toddler son into his stroller, and they walked 2 blocks from our house to the Fred Meyer grocery store to buy some supplies, to fix the sink, and to pick up a few groceries. On their way home, they were struck by a careless driver in the crosswalk at North Lombard Street and Interstate Avenue. Eric was thrown 30 feet into oncoming traffic, and his injuries were deemed minor. My son's stroller was pinned to a telephone pole by the car. He was rushed to the hospital and endured 2 surgeries and a night in intensive care, and he died the next day. In the news stories and even among my loved ones, the crash was portrayed as a random accident, the result of being in the wrong place at the wrong time. But as the years have passed and hundreds more people have died on Portland streets, I wonder, are these events really random, or are they the result of systemic failures? Are they signs that our city has decided that some people are not worth protecting if it means inconveniencing drivers? What if we had smarter crosswalk design, better lighting, physically separated bike lanes and sidewalks in every neighborhood? What if we lowered speed limits, added red light cameras, and consistently enforced our traffic laws? What if we had fewer highways and parking lots in our city center and free, reliable public transit? How many lives could we have saved in the last 10 years? And would my son have been among them? What does it say about our city that we haven't taken stronger measures to protect our most vulnerable residents, even as we purport to embrace Vision Zero? Thank you for recognizing the World Day of Remembrance. But the truth is, the proclamation rings a little hollow to the mom of a 1-year-old who was killed on a 2-block walk to the grocery store. From where I sit, things have gotten worse. Cars are killing our children, our neighbors, and our planet. I urge you to take meaningful action and prioritize people over cars. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. Thanks, all three of you.
Thank you.
Commissioners, this is an opportunity for comments before I read the proclamation. Commissioner Hardesty.
I want to thank the parents that came out today to share your stories. It's not a dry eye in this place because it's personal. We do need, and we are starting to invest in areas of the city in the transportation infrastructure that have been woefully inadequate up until recently. We're starting to make those improvements. But as Commissioner Udaly said, 44 people still have lost their life this year, right? So clearly, we need to do more faster. And I thank you. Thank you for sharing your story, and I thank you for the work that you're doing to educate the rest of us. Thanks for being here.
Mayor.
Commissioner Fish.
I want to thank our honored guests for joining us and sharing their stories. I lost my mother to a car accident 50 years ago, and it is as raw today as it was 50 years ago when I was age 11, and she died in a car accident at the foot of our driveway. We clearly have a lot of work to do. I have the honor of leading the Parks Bureau and the Bureau of Environmental Services, but the issues that you've spoken to in your testimony are priorities for me in this upcoming budget. I believe in particular that we need to do everything we can to wrestle control from the legislature to be able to set our own speed limits. And we know that if someone is driving 20 miles an hour or 25 miles an hour, even if there is an accident, there's a greater chance of someone surviving that accident, and so we have to collectively slow down, and that's very important. I believe that, as does Commissioner Udaly, that we need to do a better job enforcing our laws, particularly with the staggering number of people that are impaired, that are on our roads causing havoc. And I also believe that we need to invest in making major high crash corridors safer. And having done a tour recently of all the high crash corridors in the city, I can tell you that PBOT is making strides to change behavior, but they need additional resources to do that. So if this this moment of remembrance is to mean anything, it must be that in service of us doing something different. because simply remembering the lost loved ones, while they think it's very appropriate, is not enough. And so I particularly thank the last speaker for admonishing us to go beyond symbolism and to actually and to act. And I will be prioritizing in this upcoming budget safety measures proposed by the mayor and by Commissioner Udaly that make our streets and our sidewalks safer. So thank you very much.
Mayor.
Commissioner Udaly.
I also want to thank you all for being here today and say that I agree with everything that you said. PBOT is really moving as fast as we can with these improvements, but we need partners. We need a partner in the Police Bureau for enforcement. We need ODOT to improve their roadways that are in our city, because many of the highest crash corridors in the city are ODOT properties that the city actually has little or no control over. And that is profoundly frustrating to me as the transportation commissioner. I'm impressed that all of you got through your testimony a little better than I did, and I will be recognizing the day with you on the 17th. Thank you.
I would just like to add my thanks and my gratitude to the parents for being here and sharing your lived experience. And I can't imagine how difficult it must be for you to do that. But I also want to say I think it's impactful, and it's important that people hear it. And Michelle, I agree with you. This is on us. We have a lot of responsibility here, and we're playing catch up. The city grew at a rapid pace at a time when funding for infrastructure declined, at a time when more and more people are texting and paying attention to the distractions in their vehicles rather than focusing on what they need to be focusing on, which is the road ahead and potential people who are at risk from their driving. And we've also experienced a decline in the numbers of police officers and commensurate declines in actual traffic enforcement in our community. And I'm going to go out on a limb here a little bit as well and just say there is, generally speaking, a decline in civility. And that decline in civility seems to be reaching behind the wheel of automobiles, where people seem more callous and less concerned about what their impacts might have on other people. But as Commissioner Udaly said, Commissioners Fish and Hardesty said, there's more we can do. I was proud that this city council voted to limit the speed limits on city streets to 20. But we still need to go after the significant number of state facilities that are on our streets. Commissioner Udaly and the PBOT team have worked very hard to engineer intersections and engineer streets so that they are both bikeable and walkable and safe and well-lit, and that the crossings are obvious. But we need to do a lot more. And I will take it upon myself to work with the Police Bureau on traffic enforcement. Traffic enforcement has declined. I forget the exact statistics, but basically been cut to a third of its full strength, 15 years ago, over a succession of budget cuts. And obviously, we're starting to see the impact of that. People don't feel that there is actually a consequence to their violating traffic, and all too often there isn't. And I do not blame the officers in the Traffic Enforcement Division. I think they do a fantastic job with the resources that they're allocated, but we need to do more to support them. And I'm glad to hear that the City Council seems to be uniformly supportive of that, and I look forward to seeing that supported in this year's budget. But today I just want to thank you for being here and sharing your comments. And so without further ado, I will read the proclamation. And Michelle, your words are ringing in my ear. Think of this as a statement of values, but the important thing is we back these values with real action. So that is the spirit in which I will read this on behalf of the City Council today. Whereas the United Nations has declared the third Sunday in November as World Day of Remembrance for Road Traffic Victims, and whereas The purpose of the day is to remember the many millions of people killed and injured on the world's roads and recognize the families and friends who are affected by these deaths and injuries. And whereas, the day also recognizes first responders to crashes and thanks them for their service. And whereas, as of November 4th, 42 people have died in traffic crashes in the city of Portland during 2019. And whereas, Oregon, Southwest Washington Families for Safe Streets is comprised of survivors of traffic crashes who wish to prevent others from experiencing the tragedy that they endure. And whereas, Oregon, Southwest Washington Families for Safe Streets observes World Day of Remembrance for road traffic victims and urges Portlanders to take action to prevent the life-altering consequences of traffic deaths and serious injuries. And whereas, Portland's Vision Zero commitment guides city work to make streets safer and educate Portlanders about the hazards of speeding and dangerous behavior. And whereas, ending deadly crashes will require citywide culture change as well as significant investment in infrastructure that improves safety for all. And whereas, Portlanders can help eliminate traffic deaths by obeying speed limits and traffic signals, looking out for people walking and bicycling, using alternatives to driving when possible, and supporting street improvements that create safer conditions for all road users. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim November 17th, 2019 to be World Day of Remembrance for Road Traffic Victims in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this day. Thank you all for being here. We appreciate it. Thank you. Commissioner, do we want a photo?
No. Up to you. Sure.
Could we get a photograph together on this day? Would that be okay? If we could just come down here up front.
Are you okay?
Sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.